There's a fun little story about a teacher and a nine-year-old boy that highlights the perspective of God, I think. The story goes something like this. The mother of a nine-year-old boy got a call from the nine-year-old's teacher, which is really, that's serious. When you get a call from the teacher, what did my son do? So expecting the worst, kind of thinking something might have happened, the mother listened intently to the teacher's first words out of her mouth, and she said, you know, your son said something really, or did something really unusual in class this morning that I need to tell you about. And with that, the mother got even more grim, thinking, oh, what did he do this time? The teacher went on. She said, we started the day with a creative writing assignment, and I shared with the class the Aesop's fable story of the ant and the grasshopper. Let me tell you how this goes, the teacher said. The ant worked really hard and diligently and gathered all sorts of material and food for the winter months so that it would have something to depend upon. The grasshopper did nothing and wasted all his time. And then when winter came, the grasshopper wanted to ask and did ask the ant for some food. And the teacher went on to say, I stopped the story there and I asked the students to finish the story for themselves for a creative writing assignment. The teacher said, most of the students said this, that the ant shared their abundance with the grasshopper and everyone lived happily ever after. Then the teacher said, some of the students wrote stories in which the ant said, no, I worked hard and I'm going to save the food for myself. And in their stories, the grasshopper died. The teacher concluded, said, your son wrote a story I've never heard before for his ending. His story? He had the ant give all of its food to the grasshopper, and the ant died in his story. At the bottom of his letter, the teacher said, he drew a cross. My friends, that's God's perspective. He would do anything, not just to have his son born into the world, but do anything, have him die and give everything that he has, so that you could be found and brought in. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of something in the world that I see all too often, and that is when I see people and I see their outward appearance and their outward desires, I find myself often disappointed when I look deep into their hearts and see what those desires are deep on inside. Psychologists say this all the time, that we're living in a time, and it's no different than any other generation, but social media has kind of played into this, that people will on the outside show all sorts of desires, all sorts of wonderful things and wonderful pictures and wonderful achievements. But then what oftentimes happens is that when you actually meet them in a face-to-face conversation and you see the deepest parts of them, it's oftentimes shallow and disappointing. My friends, that will never happen with your God. On the outside, God's desires are plain, they're beautiful, they're in God's word. He wants hope and mercy for all people. And you see, the deeper we dig to God's heart, we see that what He wants is beauty. He wants every single person to be brought into His kingdom. Even if that means doing something like the ant did in the boy's story, which God did through His son Jesus. We reflect God's image, and as we look to a world in which, yeah, on the outside we see the desires of people, and oftentimes on the inside there isn't much there, or there's evil and hatred like Herod. My friends, we can do a different way. When people see it, boy, will it make a difference. When they look at us, they see on the outside, through the Holy Spirit, of course, not our own doing, but through the Holy Spirit's work, they see the surface. But when they dig deep into our hearts, They see that we have hearts for all people, that every person can have the love and mercy and grace of God, that it's for all people. And when that happens, that's shocking, because it just doesn't happen. And it changes the world. Let's pray about that, and then we'll share our belief in the creed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the encouragement today to really follow these wise men. Lord, we admit, because of our sinful nature, that we would like to be kings and queens of our life and really not bow down to anything. But Lord, may it be that every heart in our church would be like the wise men, that our deepest desire would be, yes, to place Jesus as number one and give him our hearts completely, which would mean also being open and loving to all people so that God's deepest desire, your deepest desire, would be met, that all people might be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.